Let's continue with more of the KCII PM Sports page. Pleased now to be joined by our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Winfield Mount Union Junior, Cam Buffington. Cam, always appreciate you giving me a few minutes. Thanks for coming on this week.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Cam, the Wolves are coming off of a strong start to the football campaign, a week zero showdown in Martinsdale. It was a four-team showcase, and you guys took care of Audubon 68-36. Now, before we dive into the game, Cam, how cool was that event with four premier teams and eight player and being able to play on the turf?
It was a great experience, I think. We got to drive a charter bus, the team, so it was a pretty cool experience. And we stayed and watched Waco and Southeast Warren play after, and, you don't really get to do that much because when on Friday nights it's usually 10:30 at night. So not really used to that, so it was pretty cool to see that. Mm-hmm. And playing Audubon is just, it's a good experience, different team. Not the same teams we play every year, so, yeah, it was really fun.
Did you notice much difference when you play on the turf versus what you're normally used to with the grass?
Yeah, I think I feel like you move better. You feel a lot quicker when you're running, just running routes on it. I noticed that when we were running routes before the game.
You guys trailed 24-22 at the break, but dominated the final two quarters, 46-12. So, Cam, what adjustments did you guys make at half, and why did you dominate down the stretch?
We didn't make a ton of adjustments. We did just some little things on defense and stuff, but we just kept in it. We knew we had it. We didn't want to give up. We wanted to win that game, and we got the hometown. They're expecting a lot out of us this year, how we talk and everything. So we really wanted to win that game.
You finished with seven touchdowns in total, five on the ground, a pick six, and a kick return for a touchdown. Now, Cam, you've kind of switched positions the last couple of years. Freshman, you're a running back. Went to quarterback last year. Now you're back to your premier spot that we've seen you in the past in running back. How has that transition back to maybe your normal spot been so far this year for you?
I love it. Quarterback was not the easiest task, and I did not really like it. I'd never really thrown the ball in a game, and I step up last year and throw it quite a few times. So it wasn't – for me, I'm a lot more comfortable out there playing. In a quarterback, it's like a different mentality. You're sitting back, and you're taking hits. You can't really deliver them. And this year at running back, you deliver the hits and stuff like that. So it's just – it's way, I think, more simpler for me. Mm-hmm. So I really, really like it. Just back to the old ways, like you said.
Sure. If I were to show up last year, watch you guys play, and show up again this Friday night, what changes do you think have been with this team from last year to this year?
I think just how we are as a team. We're a much tighter group. We have 18 guys out, but we're all good friends. We all talk out of school, out of sports, out of football. So we're a tight group. So you'll see that, and then just how we the offense, they a lot better at controlling the line of scrimmage this year. We weren't great at that last year, but then how we how we play, just physical and tough and stuff like that.
Outside of the position change, how do you think you've improved from your sophomore to junior campaign?
I've gotten bigger. I've added probably 20 pounds on since last year. I could move probably better than last year. Other than that, freshman and sophomore year, you're kind of just you playing these older kids, and it's kind of a mental game. And I definitely broke through that this year. Just way more relaxed, and the mental game's not even a part of it anymore.
Turn the page to game number two. You have Moravia on the road on Friday. What's the scouting report on them? What's it going to take to move to 2-0?
They have a nice team. Good athletes all over. We're going to have to shut down the pass and just wrap up tackling. We watched some New London film, and, they looked pretty good versus New London. They definitely played really well. The passing game was very good versus them, and the run game actually was very good too. We have to break down on tackles because they can break through the tackles and, make one move and get around you. So we have to break down, wrap up, and, yeah.
Just overall, if the Wolves are going to attain the high hopes and high goals that you already said, What's got to be done this year? What's a key or two the whole season?
I think the biggest one is us staying healthy, doing good in school, being conditioned enough so we can play all full quarters, because we don't have a ton of guys, like I said earlier. So we're going to have to, all of us are going to stay healthy, have good grades in school so we can all stay out and excel.
Cam, last thing here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. Now, how do you use that motto to prepare for a game on under the lights on a Friday?
I like to go out and we'll run routes before the game, just get warmed up and get the quarterback warmed up. Then we'll do some of just handoffs, and us linebackers will maybe like work on shedding blocks and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Cam, good to have you on once again. Congrats on the first dub, and best of luck Friday.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
And that is Cam Buffington, junior all-star of the Winfield Mount Union football team. A 7-touchdown performance in the Wolves' big win on Saturday against Audubon as they move to 1-0 on the season. We'll have more of the KCII PM Sports Page next on EWFM KCII.